What am I looking at?
Look at my hair. Did you ever see such a mess as I am today?
Oh, I've seen much worse.
Really?
Oh yeah, I've seen some things in this town.
I look the worst I have in my whole life.
Right, what's made you feel like this?
Have I not heard 1,000 times of my hair, my eyes, my shape? All made for victory. And today, when I bent my whole heart on one poor conquest, I have proved that all those imputed charms amount to nothing. Doricle was not bothered. A husband of 15 months would not have been more indifferent. I am a monster, it's the only reason.
If you are a monster, then we're all hounds.
Then why was he so unimpressed?
I don't know. Do what a wife for 15 months would do and be indifferent back.
Yes, but that's the annoying thing. The boy who left his image in my young heart is at 24 improved in every way and is now fixed there. It's the same face that my memory and my dreams constantly in my head, and his graces are finished. Every little thing better. It's so embarrassing to feel his slave and him be absolutely indifferent. Indifferent. Not bothered. Nothing.
Well, maybe he was just being composed. Were you thinking he was going to kneel down in front of your dad and write a poem about your eyebrow?
No, but he should have looked at least like a sudden ray had struck him. He should have been breathless or speechless, but no, it was me doing that and him being unimpressed.
Well, can you expect a man who has courted half of Europe to feel like a boarding school girl? He is beautiful and he lives in your head. But he has seen a million pretty women before he saw you, and he's probably not impressed by just any woman anymore.
You're stressing me out. If I want him, I have to touch his heart.
You don't even know if his heart can be satisfied. If he's a man of honour, you'll be fine.
Being fine? Is that what I should want, marrying the man of my dreams?
Well, it won't matter because you'll have fretted yourself so much, you'll be dead and won't get to marry him.
Were Mrs. Rackett grave before marriage, Mr. Rackett?
She felt exceedingly full of worry.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She could not sleep for thinking of her coach, her dress, her bouquet. Possessed her for a week. You know, it's a lot. Wedding planning drives women mad.
Was it just the aesthetic things that weighed heavy on her mind?
Well, what's on your mind? I'm beginning to foresee something else.
What's that?
I don't want to say.
Go on.
I have a feeling that you've taken a dislike to Mr. Doricourt.
That is not true.
Then what's all this melancholy about?
I think it's more the other way around.
No, you're mistaken. I asked him and he told me he liked you vastly. How could he not? Am I right?
He doesn't think so.
He does. He told me.
He doesn't.
He does.
Doesn't.
He does.
He doesn't. Look, I am convinced he is not taken with me. But he shall be.
Oh, okay. To your makeup stand. Get the rouge, shave the leg and the corset, showing what he is missing.
That's weird.
Oh, sorry, I got carried away.
You should be.
I am. Sorry.
Listen, it is not my looks that will serve. A plan has struck me, if you will not oppose it.
Well, what is it?
It may seem a little paradoxical, but as he does not like me enough, I want him to loathe me.
Okay.
At our next meeting, I'm going to make him hate me.
Why?
Because 'tis much easier to convert a sentiment into its opposite than to transform indifference into tender passion.
That's a good theory, but a bad idea.
I have the strongest confidence in it. I am inspired. I'm doing it.
Hold. And she's gone. Well, I did not foresee this. This is not going to go well.